Their iconic blue-colored equipment is recognizable on many farms across the country.
We're known for our planters and grain carts.
Products easily spotted in large displays in front of Kinze's manufacturing hub along Interstate 80 in Williamsburg, Iowa, where the company employs over 500 people, most of them working with one key component.
Steel's obviously the lifeblood of Kinze, where our factory is essentially a weld house. We cut, burn, shape, form, paint steel.
Steel, which now costs more, the result of a 25% tariff on the material imported from most countries.
When there's a tariff on steel, it cuts right to the core of our fundamental product construction.
President Donald Trump imposed the tariffs with the goal of boosting U.S. steel production and related employment. While there has been a modest benefit to the domestic steel industry, Dix says increased costs are negatively impacting companies like Kinze.
And those tariffs take their effect on our cost structure, on our profitability for the family, through our employees and out to our dealers and on to the final customers.
Those customers are mostly U.S. farmers who use Kinze's products to plant soybean seeds. Soybean exports are now subject to retaliatory tariffs, which have sunk prices and contributed to another year of overall declining income for U.S. farmers. That means many are less likely to purchase the products Kinze makes.
The market is substantially down. We get a 1-2 punch. We pay more for the product that comes into us and therefore onto the customer, and then we have a reciprocal situation where we can't export what was advantageous to us.
Dick says 1 year under tariffs has already taken a toll on Kinze's operations. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Williamsburg, Iowa.